Hello, and welcome back to the Ever-Changing World podcast. I'm your host, Ava Zanetti, and today has been quite the day. I haven't had much luck with recording the podcast. This is my third recording now, and the last recording was going well, actually, but I kind of got interrupted by my family, so I had to re-record, which is always quite annoying. I always hate doing that, but I am glad I am because it wasn't too into the episode where I didn't have to, and I'd rather just re-record it rather than a weird interruption being in there or having to cut things out and figure all of that. I would rather just re-record. But really, not even that time I had to re-record. The first time I had to re-record was even more annoying. I started off with a topic that I thought I would enjoy. I had researched it last night, threw it together. And about 5 minutes into recording the podcast, you know, I threw this thing together, just showered, just ran. I was feeling good. I was like, okay, let's record a podcast episode. And I start talking, and I absolutely hate what I'm talking about. I am not passionate at all. I'm just so mad that I'm recording this. And it's not even a subject that I was kind of interested in and I could kind of, you know, talk about and maybe talk about other things along with it that I'd be more interested about talking about. It was just something I absolutely hated. I just wasn't interested. And it wasn't really the time for me to be speaking about it either. I just didn't like it. It wasn't good. And I was about 5-6 minutes into recording the podcast episode when I realized this. And I said, you know what? Let's just stop. And usually I don't stop. Usually I stop around the 2 minute mark if I'm really going to restart, like I did the last time when I got interrupted. Because, you know, I didn't really much to lose after 2 minutes, whatever, just a restart of the introduction, really. But when you're about 5 minutes in, you're already kind of talking about the topic, at least the way I like to outline the podcast now, making them not really an hour long, but making them around 30 minutes long. I like to jump into the topic as quick as I can. Or if I am doing an introduction, I like it to kind of lead into the subject and it to be engaging in that way. Because I find the 30-minute listen time is a little bit more bearable than the hour, especially with how my topics are a little bit shorter and how they're laid out. It just works out better. And I see that I'd rather do 30, 45-minute talks rather than pushing it to an hour when I don't need to. Besides the point, though, usually when I'm doing these, the introduction is only about a minute, 2 minutes long, or at least that's how long I like to try and make it. And then I really do start talking about the topic, or at least give an introduction to the topic, right? Like, I'm doing something that's purposeful. So I stopped recording this, and I was annoyed. And, you know, really, it made me question myself, and it leads into the topic today. So after I kind of went through this and I was like, oh my gosh, I hate the topic, I stopped. I was like, you know what, maybe I'll skip this week. I thought, you know, maybe give it a chance. Maybe give the podcast a chance. I still have lots of time in the day. You know, I planned this out where I could record the episode and then be done before dinner so I can, you know, work on all the other million things I need to do tonight. So I thought, you know, okay, fine. So I go onto my past episodes and I look and I go and I see what things I'd recorded. And usually for inspiration on topics, I go through different news networks. So I did that first. I went through like CBC. I love Forbes. That's the one I usually use is Forbes. I use a lot of articles from there. I go through all these things and I'm scrolling. And I'm like, oh, everything sucks. Like the news sucks. Like I don't want to talk about any of these. Like I'm not getting inspiration for even like a subject matter I want to talk about. I was so annoyed. I thought, you know, why don't we look at past episodes? Maybe I'll gain some inspiration, which I did. And I was going through and I was like, oh, there we go. Finally, I gained some inspiration and I'm feeling good. And the topic today, without further introduction, is talking about success. What success is, what it comes down to, and what it means to you. And I realized while I was recording the last podcast recording, I realized in that moment that the podcast success, it never was about just throwing together a podcast to say I have a podcast. And throwing together, you know, a kind of a crappy episode just to throw it out there and put in the universe. And just talk about anything or even talk about things I don't enjoy. Just so I, you know, could get more clicks, right? Because I'm sure there's more interesting, engaging topics that I could be doing that particularly for my age range would be more interesting to people. That could probably get me more listens. Like, I'm sure there are. But that was never the point of this, you know? And for me, the success of this podcast wasn't that. The success of this podcast has always been about doing something that I enjoy, doing something that I love, talking about things that I love, right? That's why I'm not just focused on talking about size or just focused on talking about business, right? I have a broad range of topics I speak about. That, you know, I have many interests. I am a person that loves learning. So the reason why I love doing this podcast is because I purposely get to learn about something new or something that I know about already, relearn it maybe, and record an episode every week purposefully and force myself to do so and force myself to do something I enjoy because, you know, life catches up to you, right? So the success of this podcast was never about just throwing together something just to throw it together. And that's why I even thought for a moment, maybe I shouldn't record an episode. Because you know what, maybe if I'm not inspired this week, maybe it's not meant to be. But I realized that this topic, what I'm speaking about right now, about what success means to you, is an important topic that I should be speaking about. I have done other topics that are kind of more of this laid back, less research, not really scientific or business related stuff. And sometimes these episodes are the ones I like most, because I get to speak on my own experiences about things that I've done, about projects and experiences and things that I've purposely done that really, you know, creates this environment that is important to me. And that's why I have this podcast, and that's why it's, you know, valuable to me. So, you know, when I'm looking at this, that's kind of where I'm at, and that's where I'm, you know, getting to, and that's what is going to be today's episode. So there is going to be a little bit of research stuff that I kind of threw together, but it is just going to be mainly me harping on success. So, you know, I guess you can take it or leave it. So success, you know, is kind of this big topic. It's this buzzword for sure. It's this topic we always say, oh, I'm going to be successful when I own this car. Oh, I'm going to be successful when I get here, or I get this job, or this university, or I don't know, maybe success to you is in, you know, not professional, in relationships, but I'll be successful when I'm married, or when I have kids. And this also success, the ideal leads into happiness, which I guess can be another podcast episode. But success, it's this term that it's hard to just define. And it's something that takes a lot of methodical thought, and you really have to sit with yourself, and you have to think, okay, who am I? And sometimes it takes a while to figure out, right? Figuring out your values, who you are, what you want to do in life is probably going to relate to the success of your life and how you want your success to look. So you can't really have success or even know what you want your success to be if you don't really know who you are, and you don't know your goals, and you don't know your values. So that's one part of success. Another part of success that I think we often forget about is that success, you know, isn't just about professional things. It's also about relationships. But sometimes, I guess circling back, people don't really care about those personal relationships as much, or they care about less about the professional relationships or professional goals. So really, that's why it's so important that you have to figure out what success is early on, or as early as you can, because it will make your life a lot happier and you'll be a lot more successful in whatever you think success is. Because maybe success to you isn't about making the most amount of money, or isn't about, you know, having this nice fancy career title. Maybe it's just about being happy, and that's just as valuable, and as long as it's important to you, honestly, it's more valuable than other things or anything else. So, you know, this is something that we have to go through, we have to sit with, and we have to methodically think about, or, you know, you're not going to be successful. So one of the things that I think is important, and it's still difficult for me to be honest, to know exactly what career path I personally want to go down, or know exactly every single success, you know, every single thing I want to do, I don't know yet. But I have done a few things in my life that have made me particularly successful, right? I have ran a marathon starting from, you know, not being able to run. I have, you know, received a scholarship for my high school. That was really big. I've, you know, started clubs, and, you know, I'm the leader and the top leader of many clubs, and a huge leader at my school, and outside of school, I do a lot of volunteering and nonprofit work, right? Like, I have many facets to what I think success is as well.
So, really, whatever stage you are at life, I think the most important thing to do is to start with small steps to success. So what this means is, okay, whatever, you may have this huge goal. I'm going to use my running because I think that's the easiest one to picture, and it's always the one I use, example. But when I started running, I couldn't even run a mile, right? I couldn't physically do it. So my first goal, it wasn't to run a marathon, no. And maybe in the back of my head, I thought, okay, it'd be cool if I could run a marathon. But that was never my original goal. And it also was never my goal to, like, lose weight or do anything like that, right? It was just for me to run. I enjoyed doing it. I started doing it. I thought, you know, this would be good for my mental health, my mental well-being, and for my health, you know, cardiovascular health, right? So I start, and, you know, after a bit, I'm able to fully run a 5K. And that was huge. And then I was like, okay, next goal is 10K, next goal is 15K, next goal is blah, 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 and then it goes to marathon, right? You can't just start from one point to the next. You can't get to A to B in a second. You have to have, like, you know, all those little steps along the way that are going to make things happen. So you can't just be successful in your career and saying, I want to be a CEO of a company. You have to work your way up or work your way through things and have smaller, more realistic goals. So when you kind of know what you want your success to be, even if you don't know what it is right away, start with these simpler goals, be realistic, and then build up on those. Though, the other part of success that I've had is thinking about what you truly enjoy, what's truly meaningful to you. That word meaningful is very, very valuable. So to me, you know, as I mentioned, I do a lot of nonprofit work. That means a lot to me. That relates to my life story, and that relates to things that, you know, really matters and really is valuable to my time. And I know it's important work, and it's very rewarding work, the stuff I do with volunteering and nonprofits, right? To me, though, the nonprofits that I'm involved in, it was very easy for me to say, yes, I want to be involved in this because it meant a lot to me. But sometimes people don't really, you can't really figure that out right away. So what I want you to do is kind of just sit there and think. Maybe it's not a nonprofit. Maybe it's a club or an organization you join, right? I've done that as well, right? I'm involved in things like business clubs and investment clubs, but I'm also involved in different kind of science organizations. I created my own club. Things like that I've also done. I have many facets to myself, and everybody has many facets to yourself. So it's about finding those facets. And maybe you only find one thing. Maybe you say, you know what? I really like crocheting. It's a really random one. I really like crocheting. Okay, I'm going to start crocheting. And maybe you get really good at it. Maybe you're like, you know what? I really like business too. So I'm going to create my own crocheting business. Amazing. And now you've become successful in your own way. You've involved different areas of your life, different things that you enjoy. You created something and you're able to put that into the universe, right? This podcast that I have, I really love learning. I really love researching things about science and business, but those don't really come into play and come together very often. And I also love speaking, right? As you can tell, I love talking. And it's not always that I get to just sit for half an hour, and talk about something random to someone. That never happens. So to me, this is also very methodical, and I really just enjoy what I do. So it's about finding those things. And it's a lot of trial and error too, finding your passions, finding what you like. I find it takes a lot of time to know what you enjoy in life. But a really good rule of thumb is thinking back to your childhood. I know this may sound silly, but there's a lot of research out there that proves this fact that whatever you enjoyed in your childhood is, you know, what you'll enjoy doing in the future. So there was this one, I totally forget what survey this was, and this is going to make it sound illegitimate, but I was told this at a summer camp, at a lecture by a professor, and it was this, you know, survey, and it was done by three different groups. It was done by kind of kids, teenagers, and adults, and what it kind of asked was what you were looking for in your future career. And there's different facets to it, right? So the teenagers, their top two musts in a career, and looking at university kind of thing, was having no debt and making a lot of money, right? So those were the two things. But for the kids and the adults, they had both said they wanted free time and to enjoy what they are doing. So the only time in life that you are really not wanting to do what your childhood self wanted to do, what you really enjoy, what you're really passionate about, is when you're a teenager, when you're actually making the decision to do what you want to do in life. So for me, right, I'm in that position where I'm a teenager. So I have to really sit and think, okay, what have I liked as a child, right? And for me, that has been space. And also it has been investing in money, right? So these are kind of my two big passions are science and business. And that's probably why you can see, even when I talk on the podcast, I talk a lot about those two subjects. And you can probably tell I'm passionate about them because I am. And I've realized too, doing this podcast has helped a lot to make me realize what I really love. But besides the point, you know, looking at your childhood self is very valuable. Because when you're a child, you're not caught up in the world where money matters, or you're not caught up in this area where prestige or your parents are nagging you on what you like. You pick things that you like just because you like them, and you gravitate towards them. You know, I always gravitated towards space, and I just liked it. Not because someone told me I liked it, just because I did like it. And realizing that now makes me realize, you know what, I've always enjoyed this. This has been something I've always been passionate about. So why would it change so drastically when you're older? And I'm not to say that it doesn't change. It changes for a lot of people. And maybe your values change and maybe things change. But usually a good rule of thumb of what you enjoy when you were little as a young person will probably be what you enjoy when you're an adult. And taking that will probably make you successful. Maybe as a kid you just really wanted to travel. And maybe just doing that will make you successful in your own right. So I think that's very important. But of course, success also means advancing in your career. So in terms of that, I think, to me, career is very valuable. I think it's the most valuable thing to me is career, is job, is all of these things, right? So to me, when I'm deciding my career, that's a very difficult thing. Because I know whatever I choose, I want to be the top, the best at, and, you know, et cetera, all these other things. But also enjoy it, of course. So, you know, in career, especially, success is easily measured, right? It's measured by the salary you make or, you know, what company you work for, how good the company is, all these other facets. And, you know, it's easily measurable, but usually people don't have the skills to get there. And for me, I think the three most important things that you should be doing is to be successful in anything. And I say this with my running, I say this with all the, you know, things I've begun, the things I've done in life, and the things I'll continue to do. I think the three most important things are drive, discipline, and passion. These three things, DDP, however you want to, whatever acronym you want to make from it, drive, discipline, passion. Three most important things. So I want to go a little bit into detail on these. One is passion. First, you need the passion to even want to do something. So an example I'll use again is this podcast. I had the passion for speaking, for learning, for these things. I just had a passion for it, a passion. And that is very valuable. Because when you have a passion, you'll actually want to do something. You'll actually want to start it. So first, you need that passion. Because for me, I'm not going to go start doing ballerina classes or dance classes or synchronized swimming, right? I don't have a passion for it. If I did, maybe I would. But I don't. So it's not something I would do. But something like this, or when I'm older, creating a business, or, you know, working hard to get into a great university, that's also just a passion of mine. So that's going to be something that I'm going to actively work towards and really want to do. Something that excites me. So one is passion. Two is drive. Drive, I think, is one of the most valuable traits that any single person can have. This is the ability to just do it. To not tell anybody about it, to just do it. One of my favorite quotes, I have a motivation wall in my room. One of my favorite quotes on this motivation wall is this. It's, don't tell them your plans, show them your results. Again, I'll say it. Don't tell them your plans, show them your results. So don't just go telling, willy-nilly telling people what you want to do in life. Of course, you can say, oh, maybe I want to do engineering. Yeah, that's fine. But I mean, don't start telling them exactly everything you've done. First, it shows, you know, lack of humility and lack of, you know, character. But as well, when you tell somebody you're about to do something that you want to become successful, it won't. Because it's almost like that success has been validated by someone. They'll say, oh, cool, that's so cool, and that'll come out, and it never comes out. Because it almost seems like it's real. You just got to show people your results and then let them react the way you want. Because to be honest, success in any regard, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. Because success to you is what's going to make you happy, what's going to make you fulfilled in life, and it's not going to make anybody else fulfilled in life. It's not going to make someone fulfilled in life that I start on a podcast. Like, nobody else cares but me, right? So that's a really important facet, is the drive. and the ability to just do it, to be audacious, to just go for things, to network, to do all these things without anybody telling you to, without trying to impress anybody, and just doing them. So drive. So it's passion, drive. The final one is discipline. I think this one's overlooked a lot because a lot of people can have some passion. A lot of people can have some drive. A lot of people don't have discipline. Discipline is not something that is naturally born. It is very difficult for us humans to have discipline. And to have this ability and have this trait. Discipline is the ability to get up and do something even though you don't want to. There's again on my motivation wall this quote that states, do things that you hate as though you love them. And that is so valuable. I love sitting and watching YouTube. It's great, but, you know, I shouldn't be doing that all the time. You know, I love eating unhealthy food or having a bad diet. But again, I shouldn't be doing it all the time, right? Maybe I should be intermittent fasting and doing this, doing that. So discipline is the ability to get up and do something you don't want to. Great examples of this again in my life. Again, I'll go back. Running. I don't want to run every single day. Or I don't want to run most days of the week. But I do. I have a schedule that I stick to. I run 4 to 5 times a week. And I will do it not because I want to all the time, but because I have to. And I force myself to. And it is very valuable, but it is very fulfilling when I do it. And I'm always happier after I do it. Same thing with the podcast. Even today, I thought, maybe I won't record an episode. But then I realized, you know what? Maybe I will. Because this is valuable. And what I have to say is valuable. And you know what? It doesn't matter that I don't want to record an episode every week. I know I'm going to enjoy it halfway through the episode. I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, look at all the time, Ren. Like, I'm already this far into the episode and I still want to talk more. Let's keep talking. Like, it's just something that I enjoy doing. So, those three things is passion. You need to have something that you enjoy doing first. Drive. You need to go and be audacious and just go for it. And three, discipline. You have to keep doing it even if you don't want to. Because that moment of passion, that moment of it's like, oh my gosh, I love doing this. You're going to hate it after a little bit. It's going to get monotonous. You're going to want to go something new, but you can't. Because the only way something's going to be successful is to keep putting work into it. And if you don't, well, it's just going to fall. It's going to fail. And you're going to keep doing that, keep doing that, keep doing that in your life. You're never going to be successful in anything. You're going to have all these half-finished projects that end up nowhere. So, it's passion, discipline, drive in that order. PDD, passion, discipline, and drive. And that is a way to become successful. And it is like a little nice formula because it teaches you to go through this process and to be this way. And then, of course, you need to know, you know, what you even want to be successful in. Because you can't start this process of trying to be successful you don't want to be successful in. And then, you know, kind of the idea of what does success look like, right, to you? So you want to imagine your best life. So maybe you want to sit down in a dark room and, well, don't fall asleep, but, and sit there, close your eyes, and just think about what you imagine your dream life to be. Then grab a white piece of paper when you kind of figured it all out, all the details of what you want to be, what your title's going to be, what you're going to look like, all these other things. You figured it out. You're going to grab a blank piece of paper and you're going to write down all those goals or and all those dreams, everything that you want out of life. Then you're going to grab another white piece of paper and you're going to write, how are we going to get all those goals and actionable steps to get there? And that is just a simple formula to be successful, is literally just writing out all your goals in life and then becoming what the heck you want to do about that in the next 12 months, what the heck you want to do about that in the next 6 months, what the heck you want to do about that in the next month, in the next week, in the next day, and how you are going to work towards your goals every single day. And that's just a way you are going to become successful. Because as long as you stick to a plan and stick to a way to get there, I mean, there's no other option than to be successful. And you can't always predict the roadblocks in life. You can't. But there's definitely ways that you can work through those and figure it out. Definitely. Definitely. So, you know, that's kind of the gist of what I at least think success is. So I wanted to pull up some quotes from some really successful people. And these are going to be what people think of what success means to them and what it means for their lives. And maybe you will agree with them, maybe you won't, but I think it's important. So first is Richard Branson. If you don't know who Richard Branson is, I think you need to get a phone. He is the Virgin guy. He does Virgin Galactic, which is the space one. He went into space, really cool stuff. He is big for the Virgin record groups in the music industry. And he just does a bunch of cool stuff. He's a billionaire, of course, and he's really rich. So, you know, Richard Branson has had a journey. He struggled with dyslexia and eventually left school at only 16, but he did end up finding success. And now, you know, he's, you know, a billionaire. So for him, this is what he said. Too many people measure how successful they are by how much money they make or the people they associate with. In my opinion, true success should be measured by how happy you are. This is a really interesting concept. Obviously, you can take it like, oh, whatever, you know, he's a billionaire, he can say that now, whatever. But it is true. You can be super, super, super rich and all these things, but sometimes you're just not happy, you're not fulfilled in life. So what success is, it is obviously a lot easier to be fulfilled in life and be successful when you, you know, can find ways to be successful when you have a lot of money, right? You can almost buy success. You can buy ways to be fulfilled. So it's a little bit easier. But everybody can find a way to be fulfilled in life. And that's valuable. And that will make you happy, you know, almost all the time. Next person is Oprah Winfrey. Once again, everyone probably knows who she is. But she had, you know, really humble beginnings. She wanted to be in a television career. She faced a lot of discrimination. And now, of course, she has the Oprah Winfrey Show. And she's really big on her talk show and talking about different things. So her version of success was this. And this is what she said. How do we use in the greatest service to life to ask this question? An answer will be returned and rewarded to you with the fulfillment, which is a major definition of success to me. So to her, it's saying, you know, for life, how to be fulfilled is how you can be a greater service to those around you, right? Not just about what you want, but what other people need and helping other people. And that's just a way to be fulfilled. Barack Obama was one of our American presidents, first African-American president as well, of course, if you didn't notice. And for him, he said, for Barack, or the first lady went on to explain what he, you know, one of Michelle Obama said that, for Barack, success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you make in people's lives. As you can probably see, there's a little bit of a recurring theme that all these people are saying that it's not about money, it's about being fulfilled. And that's, you know, true in a lot of ways. Or you can take it or leave it, I guess. So Stephen Curry, you might not know who he is, but he wrote the book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which was, you know, a really successful author, New York Times bestseller, etc. So he told the New York Times he believed success was category individual. He said, if you carefully consider what you want to be said of you in the funeral experience, you will find your definition of success. So what he's saying is that if you can imagine you're dead and they are talking to you, talking at your funeral, what are they going to say? What do they want you to be? Who are you? And what have you done with your life? And that is what's going to be said at your funeral. It's going to be said at the end of the day. And that is what is going to be left. Your legacy, really. And the next person is Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post, which she is huge. She's a, you know, bestselling author as well, etc. And, you know, launched the Huffington Post. So to her, she said, to live the lives we truly want and deserve, and not just the lives we settle for, we need a third measure of success that goes beyond the two metrics of money and power and consists of 4 pillars: well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving. And that's really nice. I think that, you know, not only money and power, but well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving is a really special thing. It means different things to different people, but it is really valuable in a lot of ways. You know, how you want to think in your life, what you learn, what you think about, what you go out there and discover, and as well give back to people. It's always amazing. Next person, of course, well, my device loads and I can't scroll, but I'll do a little introduction, I guess. Next person is Bill Gates. Of course, Bill Gates was one of the youngest self-made billionaires until he was overthrown by Mark Zuckerberg. And He is, of course, creator of Microsoft. His version of success, this is not loading, so I can't quite tell you right now. So I'm going to wait a moment. But I guess while we're waiting for this to load, or maybe this will load while I'm speaking. Oh, it loaded. Never mind. So what Bill Gates said to this, to what he said success was, he said, Gates related success in life to giving back and changing lives. He said, it is also nice to feel like you make a difference, inventing something or raising kids or helping people in need. This one's really nice. I think we've all noticed that everybody is saying how you feel fulfilled is a lot by giving back to other people. And, you know, having the sense of fulfillment that you've done something good for the world, that you've changed the world, even one person's life in a positive way, really is something that can create a successful person. The next person, my laptop is now going all crazy, and I'm trying to be slow with it, be careful, be nice with it, not upset the laptop. Okay, the next person is Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett, again, is one of the richest people in the world. He's huge in the stock market game, and what he said was, I measure success by how many people love me. So again, one of those other people ones. The next person is Mark Cuban. He is a billionaire, and he's on Shark Tank, and he owns the Dallas Mavericks. Yep. So this is what he said. To me, the definition of success is waking up in the morning with a smile on your face, knowing it's going to be a great day. I was happy and felt like I was successful when I was poor, living 6 kids in a 3-bedroom apartment, sleeping on the floor. So this one really is just saying that doing something you enjoy every day, doing something that makes you happy, and knows that you are doing something good for the world will make you happy. So John Wooden was coached UCLA and done some different TED Talks as well. And what he said, peace of mind attained only through self-satisfaction and knowing you made the effort to do the best of which you're capable. So his version of success is just doing the best that you can in the world, doing the best in whatever discipline that you are, and doing it to the best of your abilities, and getting to the top of your career is his version of success. Maya Angelou, who was an amazing author and poet and all these things, and was huge in the Black Lives Matter movements, or, you know, the civil rights movements, sorry, in the 50s. What she said was, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. I really like that. Really, really simple way, but really powerful way of kind of stating the obvious, right? Liking who you are as a person and just, you know, being happy is a great version of success. Thomas Edison was quite the controversial figure, to say the least. But he was really big in the business world. He, you know, had many inventions. Of course, I'm going to say this. He was very argued that his inventions were his. But, you know, whatever. he was really big, though. He, of course, the light bulb, etc. What he said was, success is 1% inspiration, 99% precipitation. So, this one is, it's just, you know, the idea of ambition, of it's not just about being inspired by something, but again, the idea of what I said too, the discipline and just doing it and all these things is how you can become successful and, you know, get to that level and that degree. Winston Churchill, one of the most important, you know, historical figures in the 20th century, of course, and huge in the wars. And what he said is, success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. I really like this one. This is the final one because it's really kind of just stating, you know, it isn't, you have to ignore the failures. Everybody fails, but that is part of the excitement. And when you can learn how to be successful and happy and, you know, do all these things in life, while failing at times, you know, you will be happier in your successes as well. So, to kind of wrap everything up, I want to say that this episode was, you know, really, a really good one. I really enjoyed that I was able to do this. I think I even took lessons, you know, what I, the process of me changing the topic and everything, kind of even showed what success is. I think, again, the process of passion, drive, and discipline are the three most important pillars. I think that figuring out what you really want to do in life, what you really enjoy doing, is important, and then doing that to the best of your degree. And that is, you know, what success is. So yeah, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully it was informative. Hope you learned a little bit. Always great to just, you know, learn something. So of course, if you ever want to be updated on episodes, please go connect on social media. The Instagram for the podcast is ever.changingworld. Again, ever.changingworld. I post most on there. Twitter is everchangingwor. Again, everchangingwor. The website is shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. And again, I'll say it again, shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. Again, it's always linked, so you can always just tap and get onto the website and copy the Instagram link. So, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. Tune in next week for another amazing episode, and the world is always changing.